Mr. Elmore said, "Be quiet for a moment. Just listen." The people became silent. They could hear the faint sound of the child crying in panic. Anne turned to William and said, "Can't you do something, William? Please try, won't you?" He looked at her with a strained, soft smile on his lips and said, "Anne, give me the rose pin you are wearing on your dress," he said. She unpinned the breast pin and placed it in his hand. William put it in his vest pocket, threw off his coat, and pulled up his shirt sleeves. Now William Foster passed away and became William Cooper once again. "Get away from the door, all of you," William said. He set his suitcase on the table and opened it. He laid out the shining, strange tools quickly. In a deep silence, the other people watched his work. In a minute, William's tool drilled a hole in the steel door. He used Anne's breastpin. In 10 minutes, he threw back the bolts and opened the door.